The Effective Public Manager, Achieving Success in Government, author Stephen Cohen, Learning to Succeed in the Public Sector. For more than 10 years, New York City struggled to build a skating rink in Central Park. More than $12 million had been spent to replace the old rink with a state-of-the-art space-age skating rink. In the spring of 1986, the city government admitted that the construction was flawed and the rink would not open for 2 more years. Donald Trump, the flamboyant football team owner and real estate developer, offered to complete the rink in 4 months, operate the rink, and donate any profit to the city's homeless. The city's government, though embarrassed, was unable to refuse Trump's generous offer. The overwhelming contemporary image is that the government can't get any work done. It's difficult to argue with this perception, despite its inaccuracy. A huge number of government success stories could be cited if one wished to do so. However, the image remains quite negative. If government procurement procedures are ignored, the media often assume that fraud has taken place. If incompetence, mismanagement, or bad luck is added to normal procurement procedures, massive delays are likely. Given the fishbowl atmosphere surrounding government development projects, it's easy to see why the image of the public manager is tainted with failure. Managing for politicians. In the public sector, the board of directors are elected legislators and executives, usually more concerned with their political health than organizational performance. Anyone who has ever sat in on a congressional oversight hearing realizes that public managers do not control their elected board of directors. Fortunately for the public manager, the interests of elected leaders are sometimes served by allowing public agencies to perform effectively. Unfortunately for the public manager, political interests are difficult to project and frequently change with little warning. The most effective public managers are those who learn to adjust programs rapidly to reflect change priorities. Effective public managers learn to anticipate changes in policy direction and build agile organizations capable of rapid redirection. The effective public manager. In large measure, effective public management is simply the product of a positive, can-do attitude. It's easy to be frustrated by the roadblocks placed in the path of public organizations. Effective public managers try to make things happen. They pursue programmatic goals and objectives by thinking and acting strategically. The best managers are those who understand their organization's environment. They're able to project the effect that their actions will have on that environment. They also have keen understanding of how this outside force constrains and influences their organization's activities. When obstacles cannot be overcome, new paths are pursued. Embedded in the definition of effectiveness is the key concept of entrepreneurship. In order to pursue your agenda aggressively, you must design a course of action that allows you to avert bureaucratic obstacles. Therefore, effective public management must be entrepreneurial public management. Given the array of constraints under which public managers operate, it's impossible to be effective if you are unwilling to take risks. An effective entrepreneurial public manager is a person who organizes and manages a public undertaking, assuming risk for the sake of organizational gain. How to find good people. The first step in this process is to assess your current staff in terms of their skills, strengths, and weaknesses. List your key people and determine what they have accomplished in the past 100 days. Compare these achievements to the goals you've set and targets you perceive your organization is responsible for meeting. Do not assess staffing needs in terms of categories of skills that seem appropriate for an organization like yours. Instead, focus on the real work your organization performs. Encourage new people to apply. The professional network can be an effective means of indirectly communicating with promising applicants. If you and a prospective applicant share a common ally or friend, ask this person to encourage an application. Sometimes a direct approach is needed. You may have to assure a prospective applicant that he or she will receive a fair review or may seek more information about a position. Notion that an informal application can precede a formal application and that neither implies a commitment. If you've done a good job of advertising your vacancy, you'll have created an awful problem for yourself, deciding whom to hire. This is the kind of problem you should work hard to create. Applicants should be judged on certain criteria: intelligence, experience, demonstrated performance, overall personality, professional reputation, and communication skills. As a rule, you should never rely exclusively on your own judgment when assessing applicants. Get other people involved in review and listen to what they have to say. Judging an application is far more an art than a science, and no one has a monopoly on the art of judging people. The necessity of effective management and staffing. Management involves getting extraordinary effort out of ordinary people. You may be capable of developing highly imaginative, sophisticated, and innovative programs, but you'll never put any of them into place if you don't motivate your staff. Managers seeking to implement innovative programs must be imaginative in selecting and nurturing staff expertise. Obviously, this task is easier if you have the opportunity to hire new employees and if you hire good ones. How the organization structure can help you manage. In a formal hierarchy, everyone must report to someone. Knowing whom you work for and knowing who works for you are fairly important aids to effective management. The division of labor allows organizational units to develop great expertise and facility with specific, narrowly defined tasks. Organizational structure therefore serves two essential purposes. It establishes how an organization defines and divides its work and provides mechanisms for coordinating and integrating the work of separate organizational units. Instead of deriving a correct organizational structure from pseudoscientific principles, we can judge a structure in terms of its appropriateness of match to an organization's unique needs. Obviously, an organization should be structured to emphasize the accomplishment of its principal policies and programs. Second, an organization's internal capabilities and attributes must be factored into decision about structure. Sometimes a division of labor that seems totally illogical on paper works well in the real world because of a unique combination of talent that is developed within an organization. External environment is the third element that must be factored into organizational design. This environment is quite political, and it changes frequently. Decisions on organizational structure often reflect policy priorities, and since these priorities are the organization's goals, such structure determinants are appropriate. How to use the budget to control your organization. Budget allocation can be used to undertake a risky, entrepreneurial initiative. In that sense, you are influencing and possibly redirecting the organization through the budget. However, placing a bet on an experimental program is not the same as managing a risky enterprise. Tracking expenditures is far simpler than influencing human beings to act in a desired manner. Financial control can help you closely monitor the costs and benefits of your pilot programs. Effective financial management can increase the probability of successful public management. It cannot guarantee success. Finally, it is government that builds roads, sewers, and water lines. It is government that has begun to protect the air and water and tries to keep us out of the path of toxic chemicals and wastes. We rely on governments to protect us, maintain the economy, and defend us from enemies abroad. Yet as we all know, government does not always perform its tasks efficiently or effectively. That is why we desperately need a new type of public managers, more effective public ones.